This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. And apologies to anyone who tried calling on Skype tonight. Whoops, it crashed last night, and I forgot to turn it back on. So we now have Skype available to you.
Good job, Ian.
Yeah, you can call in at lrn.fm on Skype. You can also call our toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk a little bit more about how abusive households would be dealt with or could be dealt with in a freer society. I want to do come back around to that. And then
I can answer in less than 30 seconds. I got really good at that.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I was going to ask
I don't know, because asking how will X work in a free society is asking me to centrally plan liberty, and centrally planning stuff is antithetical to liberty.
Okay, but that sounds like a cop-out, doesn't it, though? I mean, like, to people who want to know, like,
I
what
don't
are things
know if
like?
Scott is still going to make toilet paper when the United States government collapses. So,
But you can say the market will provide it, because clearly there's a demand for it. Therefore, someone will provide that demand.
And there's also a demand to save children from abusive households. I mean, there's no doubt.
Is that true? There's like a demand in like the sense of I demand this be done, but
yes.
Is there a market demand for it?
Well, that is a market demand. If people are saying,
because if you say I want a thing, but I'm not going to pay for it, that's
people would be willing
demand.
To pay for it. Come on, trust me. People care about the well-being of children. Obviously, there are charities that benefit children all around the United States.
Save the children. You can feed a kid for 87 cents a day.
That's usually benefits kids in Africa or whatever. But yes, those people will donate to those
people
things.
People like helping children.
Exactly.
Or they like thinking that
feeling
they're
like
helping
they
children.
Yeah. So that would be in demand. So I agree with you. We don't know what the future free society will look like or exactly how it will be organized. And that's usually how I would, sort of make a disclaimer before anything else I say. Like, well, we don't know exactly what things will look like, but here's an idea of what might happen.
And that's a legitimate answer for when someone asks you, I would like to know the exact details and business plan of the corporation in a free society who would provide paper cups and light bulbs. Like, okay, that's a ridiculous question. And the market would take care of
and
it
generally,
if there's a demand for that thing.
Generally, the company making paper cups would not also make light bulbs. They would specialize in the paper cups and the disposable plates.
I don't know that we know that, because there are companies who make more than one thing. Whether that's efficient or not, I don't feel qualified to answer. But the more broad answer is there's a demand for it, therefore people want things, they want money or money equivalents in a free society, someone will make it to get things they want. That's the real answer. Wanting, demanding tons and tons of detail gets ridiculous.
I agree.
But this is kind of a broad question, and so I don't know. The market will take care of it.
It's not. That's an answer that's not going to satisfy people who really want to know.
Right, but the people that really want to know the details of how everything is going to happen don't want a free society anyway. They want somebody to guarantee that they'll still get a paycheck at the end of every week, and that their paycheck will still buy all of the nice, fancy crap that they
have
right now.
That's very cynical of you, Daryl, but there are people...
I know it's cynical of me.
There are...
but there's a bunch of people that are cynical a-holes that just want an assurance that without the federal government bombing people around the world, how do I know that I'm going to be able to buy all of the crap on Black Friday?
Well, I would judge people even more harshly than that. I would say that a lot of those people, and some things are legitimate. Someone wanting a general idea of how a market would work in our free society is legitimate. But people who are wanting, I demand you give me a detailed business plan for every Those people don't even want an explanation. They just want to either shut the conversation down or to annoy you.
Those people exist, no doubt about it. But I think there are, honestly, people who are willing to listen to ideas. We have some of them out there in our audience right now.
And they're going to ask the question in a different manner than, tell me how everything would work.
And that's not what I'm saying.
But I do think that this question is a legitimate question.
It is. And there are answers to it that are still not going to satisfy people, but at the very least would give them something more to think about than, well, we don't really know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. It's freedom.
Well, but I think the most legitimate answer to the question, not the most legitimate, but the most effective answer, or the answer that covers the most things effectively, is that in a free society, you almost by definition have healthier people, and so you wouldn't have most people abusing children, which is...
I don't know if most people abuse children today,
depends
but...
on if you consider hitting to be abuse, but...
I tend to consider that to be abuse.
But most people abuse children.
But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to advocate someone have their children taken away because they spank them.
Right, neither am I. It would have to be pretty extreme. Because,
right, there's a certain level of that where I would say, okay, yeah, you need to, those kids need to get out of there.
And the thing is, if you're going to take someone's kids away, if you're going to even start to argue that you're behaving morally, you have to argue that you're behaving in defense of the kids. And you cannot defend someone in such a way that it harms them more than the original action. So if I go into Walmart and I see somebody stealing a candy bar, mm-hmm. and then I shoot them on Walmart's behalf, I cannot do that.
No, yeah, that's
because
excessive
Walmart
use of force.
Would rather, well, even beside that, Walmart would rather lose the candy bar than have someone shot in their store.
Right.
So it harms Walmart more to have someone shot in their store than it does to lose.
Plus, they didn't ask you for that help either.
Right. Well, I mean, did the kids ask to be kidnapped either? But.
Well, and that brings us to, let's focus on that for a moment, because I think it's an interesting, you know, sort of thought experiment of, okay, well, you know, if there's not a CPS or Children Protective Services or whatever, you know, they're called different things in different states.
Right.
If there's not one of those monopolies on stealing children, then what do you do when you know children are being abused in somebody's home? You've seen it happen. You've seen physical abuse going on, and it's happened on more than one occasion. You know that it's happening. How do you handle that situation? You know, do you do the kidnapping yourself? Is there some sort of agency that you can call that will come and kidnap the child? Will, you know, there be other opportunities? Will they, you know, might like bribe the parents? Like, hey, we'll buy you a bunch of cocaine if you just give the kids over to us. I mean, so there could be different ways that some organization that ostensibly cares more about children than those parents
right.
do.
Right, and some people, you know, they might actually, oh, I don't know, go talk to the neighbors instead of just automatically calling the cops.
Sure, absolutely. And,
but,
you know,
and I do think that a lot of people abuse their kids because they're overwhelmed, and that doesn't justify it in any way. But
overwhelmed is like parents, you mean, or something?
Yeah, right. But, you know, as sickening as it might be, having a conversation and training them to do better, if they're willing to listen to that, might be more effective and better for the children than just kidnapping them.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Absent highly extreme situations, I think that that's wrong. I think it harms the child more than leaving them in the abusive situation, and I don't think you have a right to do it. And I almost think that this is a non-issue, because if you have a free society, we're not going to have a free society until people quit abusing their kids, and I agree with Molyneux on that, I'm sorry, but because then at that point we have to convert all the adults. Statism is there's a lot of things that perpetuate statism, but if you abuse people as kids, then they kind of get accumulated to being abused, and the
sure.
abuse is okay, and that they can then
and
abuse
they'll pass it
other
on down
people,
to generations too.
You know, through cops, through the state, there's a class of people, be it parents or be it cops, that are allowed to do the abusing. And if that's what we're training people, and I'm not saying people don't have a responsibility to then go learn differently. When I was a statist, that was my, and I'm not saying that anything happened to me, but when I was a statist, it was my fault that I was a statist. But that's what's going to happen in a population if we don't teach liberty, and that includes not beating small children.
Yeah, no, I agree with you that, you know, definitely a paradigm shift needs to happen to get to the ideas of freedom, to have that become, you know, what we see around us. That doesn't mean that, you know, everything's going to be perfect. You could still have a pretty free society.
It would be really rare. So if you have a city, you know, if you have a city the size of Keene, what is Keene, like 100? No, that's
Manchester.
It's 20,000. Manchester is 120. Okay, so Keene's
23,000.
If, you know, 22,990 of those people are behaving decently and, you know, one guy or five guys are abusing their kids, you can socially ostracize those people without violating them or harming the kids or anything. You can refuse to do business with them.
Yeah, but then the kids are going to starve, or the kids are going to have a hard time. Look, I agree with you. It's not morally right to take someone's kids from them. But on the other hand, if the child wants to leave, then shouldn't other people be able to help? You know, if the child is like, yeah, I want to get the hell out of here. I'm tired of being beaten by these people. And they run over to a neighbor or something like that. Then that's their choice, and they shouldn't be forced to stay with that family. So I think there are a lot of options. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Chelsea Manning will give you the latest on her, who she's been abused by the state after having, you might remember her as Bradley Manning. She changed from a male to a female after ending up in federal prison. For basically being a whistleblower against the Bush and Obama administrations. So we can talk more about that coming up here in moments. We'll go to your calls and thoughts as well. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. By the way, ride-sharing just went totally free market with Cell 411. Prior to Cell 411, if you wanted to drive somebody in a ride-sharing business, you had to work for Uber or Lyft. Or one of their minor competitors who are basically just like Uber and Lyft, where they're the centralized corporations that decide how much money that you get for your ride. They decide what the rates are for each city that they're operating in. Now that's all over when it comes to Cell 411 because with Cell 411, the driver decides those things. The driver decides what the rate is. The driver decides what methods of payment that they accept. And that is so evolutionary. It is so different from what we've had with ride sharing. This gives the driver more control over their own business. It basically gives you your own business. You're no longer an independent contractor. You're not working for Cell 411. Cell 411 doesn't even get a cut of this. You just use Cell 411 as a driver or a rider to connect with the you know, whatever you're looking for, and then you get taken where you need to go. If you're a rider, you also get to choose your driver. You put the request out there that you want to ride. If there's multiple drivers in your area, and there may very well be, especially if you're in a more populated area, multiple drivers may respond to your request, in which case you get to look at them and say, I'd like that one. So very, very cool, and it's just getting started over at Cell 411. Go to getcell411.com. It already was an awesome emergency alerts app that decentralized emergency notices and alerts. Like you can send out a notice to your friends if you've been pulled over or something's on fire, there's a medical emergency or whatever. Very, very handy app just for that. But now they've added ride sharing in, and now this is probably the killer app for anybody with a smartphone. And I highly recommend it. I've got it on my phone. You can get it for yours. It's free. So go to getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com. We're going to go to your calls. But, Daryl, you just sent me a link to a video purporting to be from Anonymous.
Yes. They're doing a Facebook Live, and they've got a countdown timer about 7 more minutes. And in the description, it says that this video will be deleted as soon as the live stream is over.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So I've put out a call asking somebody to snag the audio for me, because obviously I can't record it, you can't
right.
record it.
Well, if we can play it on the air, and I don't know when it'll start as compared to if we're going to be in the middle of a break at that time, but
we will be at a break when it goes live.
Well, it may, you know, knowing Anonymous videos, they tend to be 10 or 15 minutes long, so there's a good chance we'll be able to air some of this.
Right.
Presuming it's not particularly profane, obviously we don't know it's going to be
right.
live, but and also we don't know if it's really going to be from Anonymous.
Well,
that is,
if they're claiming to be in from if they're claiming to be anonymous, aren't they by definition anonymous because it's that decentralized?
Well, yes. It's hard to really determine who is and who is not anonymous. However, there are some people who've claimed to be anonymous who are obviously not anonymous.
Well,
like,
I mean, is that even physically possible?
Because my name is Daryl Perry, and I'm anonymous.
Like, all you have to do is say you're anonymous. Like, they don't have any membership.
They don't, but they do tend to have at least some overarching common understanding among the group. Now, it's hard to really pin that down as to what that is, but when there was this guy who purported to be the voice of Anonymous, who was putting out these videos within the last year called calling himself or calling his organization the
Humanity Party,
I knew right away this guy wasn't part of Anonymous. And it was because of the things that he was saying. For someone to say they are the voice of Anonymous is very much something that Anonymous would not do. Because they are a decentralized organization, there is no one spokesperson for Anonymous.
All right, so he can't be the spokesperson for them because they don't have one, but anybody can I mean, my understanding of this is there is no structure at all, so anybody can just decide to be part of Anonymous.
Yes.
And so if you decide that,
on the other hand, if you are claiming to be Anonymous, but you're doing things that are counter to what Anonymous has typically done over the last, I don't know, what, half a decade or more?
Something like that.
Yeah. So if you're doing things that are counter or contrary to their previous efforts, it's probably, you're probably not really them. Because Anonymous
But there is no really them. I mean, you can recognize or not recognize a member, kind of like the Shire.
If there's somebody from Anonymous claiming they want to have the state get bigger and create a global government, they're not from Anonymous. And that's what this guy was talking about. He was using the mask, the V mask, and using that, the trappings of Anonymous, sort of making himself, cloaking himself in Anonymous, trying to use their popularity to promulgate his political party that he wants to see rise to power. This is something that is completely contrary
to... And I don't think that we're going to resolve this, but I
get what you're saying.
This is one of my problems with decentralization to that level. Like I
get what you're saying. You can't say for sure whether people are or not. And it's you know, it could be tough. Like, you know, whether somebody's a libertarian or a socialist or whatever, I think there's different people of different political philosophies within Anonymous. I don't think they're all anarchists, for instance.
Right. And Block is a good example to where it's decentralized, but if somebody were going around passing out, "We love police, hashtag Cop Block."
Right, yeah, not from Cop Block.
They would not be
Cop Block.
Cop Block
has defended cops pretty adamantly in the past, who they either deemed to be behaving appropriately or being used too much force against them. So I don't know if I can even say that.
Okay, well, if somebody were walking around saying police should not be held accountable, which is completely counter to police accountability, which is what Cop Block is based around.
Correct.
Right, but Cop Block does still have more of a this is our mission statement, this is our goal.
And it is hard to get. It is
hard. Anonymous doesn't have that.
Well, that's true. And it is hard to really nail down. Right. Anonymous
doesn't have one.
Correct. That's true. But there is a history that you can look at of a message that they have been fairly consistently putting out. And one of the messages that they've put out over the years is, you know, a message of decentralization, which to advocate for centralization would be contrary to that. Their message of being critical of state apparatuses and, you know, going up against them to some extent has been pretty consistent, whereas this guy that I'm talking about embraces the idea of the state. He's advocating for centralization of power. He's advocating for a one-world government. And so then Anonymous, the real Anonymous, they put out hit piece videos against this guy, revealing who he was. They doxed him. They said, this is who this person is. They proved it, basically. They proved, like, they played the guy with the mask, and then they played the voice of the guy who they said that it really was. They showed videos that compared, and it absolutely was the same guy, so they, you know, they outed him, Christopher somebody, Nemelka or something like that.
And apparently, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for Anonymous. Apparently, they've been around since 2003. Started as something on 4chan, of all places.
Yep, and then a lot of it's organized in IRC chat rooms.
Yes.
I mean, it would be interesting to have somebody from Anonymous tell us more about how you identify Anonymous, but I knew this guy was not Anonymous just based on the words coming out of his mouth. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Someone claiming to be anonymous is taken live to Facebook right now with 148,000 views.
Damn!
It's a lot. That's a lot. That's right now happening. There's that many people watching this. We're going to play some of the audio here. We were listening there during the break, and rather than analyze what we just heard, I'm just going to play some of this audio and we'll get back to you.
To rise to the task. Today, as Republicans, we agree on a lot. And sure, areas of lesser agreement exist as well. But on the fundamental question, are we satisfied with the current direction of our country? We speak with one voice. I call on you, as JFK did in the 60s, and as Reagan did in the 80s, to chart a new American journey forward. One that isn't led by me or anyone in Washington, but by you. And millions of others just like you. One where we still have differences, yet we choose to concentrate on what we have in common. One that lifts others up and believes in the rights, responsibilities, goodness, and strength of all mankind. We have so much that binds us together. Our families, our work ethic, our ability to dream and build unlike any people in history.
This is a lot of fluff. You know, the comments
a lot
about
of fluff
Republicans.
And something about we need to unite as Republicans.
That was what they said before we came back on the air.
Doesn't sound very anonymous-y.
No, it doesn't have that feel. In fact, the viewer count has dropped now by 50,000. It's down to 125,000. It was at 175,000 right before we came back in here. So maybe people are falling away from this, realizing this is, you know, this may not be the real anonymous. But, you know, again, how do you really determine who anonymous is? Sometimes anonymous videos are sort of rambling. They're not really well focused on what they're supposed to be putting out there. They're 15 minutes when they could have been five, you know, right. That kind of thing. So for all I know, this is going to go on for the next half an hour. I have no idea how long this thing is going to be. But when they first talked about, you know, hey, Republicans, we need to unite, and then citing Ronald Reagan as an outsider, citing JFK as an outsider. I mean, JFK was a Democrat, wasn't he?
He was.
And
but
you know,
some people say, and I'm going to go on the conspiracy side, not that I believe this, but I've heard it a bunch. Some people say that JFK was the last real American president, and then the globalists took over when Kennedy was killed.
Well, right. That
and all of the elections since have been sham elections and not actually happening.
The elections before that were real. That's silly.
Well, it's just a right. I agree with you. It's just a conspiracy theory that somehow JFK was somehow a threat to the status quo, and that's why he was assassinated.
Well, he did try to abolish the Fed.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he tried to have the Treasury continue circulating silver certificates, which had been done during the entire existence up to that point of the Federal Reserve. JFK had absolutely no plans to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He just wanted to have more currency in circulation. He was trying to inflate the money, not abolish the Federal Reserve. There was never legislation while he was president to abolish legal tender. There was never legislation to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. He was just trying to do what every president before him, while Treasury notes had been in existence, had done, and that was inflate the currency.
Here's a comment from Scott Adams on the, watching the Facebook comments fly by here. They are speaking the, that's not the right person I was looking for. Real, and there's a Jordan Rininger. He says, real Anons don't take a political position. They are only defenders of human rights. Any Anon who claims they're a Dem or Rep is a phony and doesn't understand this movement as Artard here describes. So Jordan is calling this not a real anonymous video, although it does have the appearance of it. It's got like the matrixy looking text coming down the screen that he's kind of hiding behind with just more of a silhouette image than anything else. And the voice is the computerized voice that has been used in other anonymous videos. The fact that it's being portrayed on a channel called Conspiracy Universe may be a tip that this isn't the original anonymous or what is real anonymous. But I do tend to agree with that person's assertion, that is, that anonymous tends to not side with a political party. And for them to call for the uniting of the Republican Party just doesn't have that feel of anonymous. But let's go back to it here real quick, and we'll see if he's saying anything different.
Yes, we can. Beginning here and now, we pledge to each and every one of us, yes, we will. And now, my friends, onward to victory. We are anonymous.
Okay. Now there's text on the screen. It says, do right by your citizens, make America great again. Remember, this is supposed to be a message to Donald Trump and U.S. citizens.
I'm sure Donald Trump is watching this right now.
Donald Trump probably made this. I've got a brilliant idea, guys. It's going to be the greatest idea ever of all time. I'm going to pretend to be anonymous.
Even still, he has people for that. He still would never actually see this video.
Now there's pictures of a bunch of people, smiling faces, a picture of Trump and Pence saying, for America, and then we do not forgive, we do not forget, which of course is the anonymous classic tagline, usually followed by expect us, which in this case it was not. Yeah, I'm skeptical on this one. I'm going to call this not really anonymous.
Well, that,
yeah.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
Wait, what doesn't mean anything?
Someone isn't anonymous. All you have to do, like, they don't even have, I mean, even with CopBlock, it has a purpose and a statement. Anonymous doesn't have that. So anybody who says they're anonymous, by definition, is anonymous.
I get your argument, and that's true, but it's also not true. Because there's a certain mantra, there's a certain viewpoint that has been promulgated by the anonymous channels that have been in existence for a long time, and that doesn't sound like it to me. But anyway, regardless, let's get back to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Greg. He's on the line in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, before I tell you what I was going to call in about, I just want to say anonymous is like the Bill Murray story. I could tell you I met Bill Murray, and you'll never know, because nobody will ever believe me. You know, it's like that. Mm. Or it's
well,
like
but,
DLM.
But whether or not you actually met Bill Murray, whether or not we can verify that, is either a true or false statement. It's not de facto true just because you said it's true, whereas that is the case with anonymous.
Right. If you're decentralized, it's not even clear if it's true, because you could be the anonymous or you could not be. It's all a matter of perception.
Well, but there's no difference between but whether or not you met Bill Murray, there's a difference between you meeting Bill Murray and you not meeting Bill Murray. There is no difference between being anonymous and not being anonymous because it's an identity. If you identify as it, then you are, because they don't even have a platform. There's no membership rules.
Exactly.
There's no criteria for being anonymous.
But there are key things. So anti-cyber surveillance
mm-hmm.
is something right. that anonymous has been.
Right. Anonymous
well,
is not going to come
that,
out in favor of the NSA.
But
they're
do
not.
They have, but do they
you
have.
You guys are both right.
Do they have that anywhere in a platform? Or
no, of course not.
Okay, well, then it's not a necessary condition.
There are no necessary conditions.
However, if
you're not anonymous enough, if you don't meet their criteria, whatever they are, you're right, there's nothing written down.
But if there are no criteria, then you cannot fail the criteria.
But they have their criteria in their own mind, in their chat rooms. If you come out, you put a mask on, and you start talking about centralizing power, and you start talking about, running the political system to control people's lives, you start taking positions that historically have not been taken by anonymous, you'll be targeted just like they targeted this guy by real anonymous people. Hang on, Greg. I know you're calling here about something else, so stand by. We'll bring you back for that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you are in anonymous, and what I mean by that is you go to the chat rooms, because it is primarily organized in IRC, as I understand
yes.
it. If you're in anonymous and you can explain better to Melanie what it means to be anonymous, I think you could probably do better than Daryl and I if you're willing to call in about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call, your thoughts. If you want to join us now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month. That's money that we can invest into the show to get on more radio stations so more people can hear the ideas of freedom and consider them and possibly adopt them. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to join the AMP program and get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal. Also, we've got Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, which you can pay with through amp.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio. We go back to Greg. He's in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Greg.
So as you probably know by now, I like to talk about structural factors that, you know, the reason, the core reason for everything, like with your decentralized thing here, if an organization is decentralized, messaging becomes really hard. You don't know if a message is legit or not, and they don't know. Same with BLM, Black Lives Matter. It's decentralized. Mm-hmm. If some activists say something stupid or you don't disagree with, that doesn't mean the whole BLM is like that. So it's right. Always that thing is like. Anyway, what I really wanted to talk about is why the country's so divided, why people are so up in arms about this election, even before the election was over. And it actually comes and why people like Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders didn't run independent, why the Green Party got so few votes, why Gary Johnson got so few votes. It all comes down to one simple little thing that if you tweak this one thing, it will improve and unite us as a country. It's very simple. Right now, when you go to the ballot, you can only indicate your first choice, and that's it. You can't say, let's say I choose Gary Johnson, right? So I can't say my preference between Hillary or Trump or anyone else. It's kind of like they're all equal for me, but that's not the case, right? If you had a, there's a voting system. It has many names, the alternative vote, instant runoff vote, etc. It's a simple tweak. It just lets you.
I prefer approval voting.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about this because just throwing the names out doesn't help people. So what's the difference between instant runoff voting and approval voting?
So instant runoff voting, you would mark candidate A as my first choice, candidate B as my third choice, candidate C as my second choice.
So you're ranking them. Okay.
So you rank the candidates, and then if nobody has a majority on the first ballot, then whoever has the fewest first place
eliminated.
Votes gets eliminated.
So they'd have to have a second voting day?
No, because you rank your candidates.
Oh, okay.
So it's instant runoff.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so then the machine tabulates until somebody has a majority.
So
approval voting.
Second choice.
Okay. With approval voting, you just fill in the bubble next to everybody that you approve of or would be okay with, and then whoever gets the most votes is the winner.
That's simple. It's a little more simple. Is that why you like that
one? It's a lot more simple.
Yeah.
It's easier to explain, and it does not require new software on the machine.
So in the first one, somebody can actually win who got less votes than the person who would have won, except that you threw them out?
Okay, so let's say that me, you, and Ian are running for office.
Right.
Ian gets 20 votes on the first ballot. I get 25. You get 21.
Are we talking about IRV now? Or
using IRV.
Okay, IRV.
Then
Ian would be eliminated on the first ballot because he got the fewest. And then whatever the people put for second choice, the votes would be split up that way. So, yes, it is possible that the person that came in second after the first round could wind up winning, but in no case is the person that gets eliminated ever going to win.
You should not ever get less votes and win.
No, wait. I'd like to push back on that. I'd rather a candidate win that was everyone's first or second choice than a candidate who was no one's first or second choice hated person.
This is kind of one of the downfalls of democracy as a concept, and I don't like democracy as a concept. There are going to be people who don't like whoever wins.
Right.
But if you're going to have an election, then whoever gets the most votes should win. I mean...
Well, so I wanted to make a point with all this.
Mm-hmm.
If you change the vote to alternative vote on the state level, or even on a smaller community level, that community will no longer be divided. Because that community will not hate the other side for... You know, if you vote Gary Johnson, you're wasting your vote, and now Trump is going to get elected, or now Hillary's going to get elected. Look what you did. No, you're going to have candidates running third party without fear of hurting the mainstream candidates, and they could even win, and nobody hates anybody. In fact, here's what I wanted to call
it. So you're not going to make people stop hating each other.
I do think you would see a lot less mudslinging, because then knowing that you could wind up being somebody's second choice, you don't want to, just royally tick everybody off, because then nobody's going to mark you as first, second, or third.
And not just that, but actually if you put, a person puts Bernie first, Hillary second, another person puts Hillary first, Bernie second, they're not really hurting either one. They're still saying,
so then if the person who got the most votes loses, then by voting for third party as your first choice, you're... quote, taking away, which isn't really a real thing, from whoever they thought should have gotten
approval voting is much better, because then you're not ranking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nobody gets eliminated on the first round.
Approval voting just says, I'd be okay with this person winning.
Right, and then whoever gets the most votes winds up getting elected.
But regardless, here's what I called in about. In Maine, one of the 50 states, it has just been approved by a referendum, and Maine is completely moving to ranked voting. And yep, I would like to
true.
See this happen in all 50 states.
I agree with you. It'd be better than what we have. Instant runoff
voting. I think that is probably the worst possible way to run it. That is just.
You think
horrible.
Instant runoff voting is worse than what we have?
I think, yeah, it's worse
a
than
A lot
anything.
Of places that
think
have
of.
Implemented it previously
mm-hmm.
have since repealed it.
Because
so
it's confusing?
No, not because it's confusing, but because it did exactly what Melanie just described.
You win the election and then lose.
So. There was
it's worse than the Electoral College.
There was a mayoral election in Burlington, Vermont, to where the guy that came in first on the first ballot with like 48% of the vote wound up losing because he was nobody's second choice.
Interesting. Hey, Greg, thanks for the call tonight.
What
it is good news about. I still think anything that's different than the status quo is a good thing for voting. And if they end up not, you know, moving forward with it in Maine, then that's another story.
What I think would be a good idea is if you have like survival style voting. So you go in and vote off who you hate the most. And then kind of whoever's left is, I mean, because that's kind of what we're doing anyway. We're not voting for somebody. We're picking the least worst option. So I think that would be.
No, because then
would, like,
somebody would get confused because there was somebody that did this in
and, you know,
some
no,
online
if you're,
polls.
If you're stupid enough to get confused by voting, then I kind of don't. Want you voting anyway.
Well, now look, back to approval voting, which is what
yes.
you've been advocating, and I think makes a lot more sense. It's simple. Just vote for the people you want to see possibly win. That's easy.
Right.
And it wouldn't, as you said, require a whole lot of changes to the existing voting structure in that the ballot could look the same.
The only thing that would need to be changed is the wording on the ballot
yep.
that says vote for not more than X to X. To be elected.
Right. And that's a big deal. And there was actually a proposal on that, I believe, in the last term
yes.
here in New Hampshire. Now, does that mean that it cannot be proposed in this next coming
year?
No,
because it's a completely different legislature.
Okay. Okay. So we may see approval voting come back up
yes.
this time around. And I know that, Daryl, you'll be working on that likely as
yes.
part of your Liberty lobbying effort
yes.
over at libertylobby.xyz. That is where listeners can go who want to see more Liberty success stories, especially coming out of New Hampshire, where we're having more than any other state, probably all the rest of the states combined, because we have more libertarians per capita than the rest of the states do in the United States, probably than the rest of the world in this one place. And so we're going to see more liberty-oriented people getting elected here, and we're going to move closer and closer to seeing significant changes to the ballot and to, you know, getting libertarians elected here. We're really making a difference. If you want to support Daryl's efforts, go to libertylobby.xyz. You accept PayPal, Bitcoin, other cryptocurrency.
Yes.
You'll take a check from somebody
yes.
if necessary, and you're doing a fundraiser to try to reach a certain goal per month. It's $5,000 per year is what you're
yes.
shooting for.
$416.67 per month.
That's about $100-something bucks a week
yes.
to support Liberty in the State House here in New Hampshire. And, of course, one of the best ways you can also help is by coming up here and joining us physically in reality. Go and join the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. You don't have to join, though, to come up here and connect with people. Although there is a brand new forum at forum.shiresociety.com that just launched within the last week, and that's one way that you can connect with some of the people that are here already and others who are planning on moving to New Hampshire for more freedom. We'll see you tomorrow.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.